This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I am the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And welcome aboard, everybody. A special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, 911 dispatchers, and our U.S. Coast Guard, too. Thank you for your service to America, and thank you for keeping all of us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, our construction workers, and our bulk mail centers, too, who are sorting the mail to be delivered today. Thanks for all that you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. 7 minutes past the hour, and here's Ms. Rosemary, our prayer intercessor. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain, and wow, that first hour. Ooh, did I learn a lot. I haven't been keeping up with the border thing, so anyway, thank you for all that and all the music. And by the way, I was telling the Captain earlier that I've heard a new song. I like this as an introductory because some of these words are so perfect for all the crap we're going through. And I love the way it's sung. You know, it's powerful. You got to hear it. Let's raise a hallelujah in the presence of our enemy. We're going to sing it louder and louder. I just love that. But that's not what we're going to talk about tonight. Let's face those giants. What are giants? Well.
Well, they're a baseball team in San Francisco,
well,
or a football team in New York.
Yeah. We're not going to go after them, though. The giants in life that we face are, well, they can be anything that looms large, but they can be threatening, like a serious illness, a family problem, financial, whatever. And I remember probably, gosh, I don't want to say be wrong on here, but over a year ago, for sure, well over a year ago, this is when Flip and I started dancing on the radio. Flip remembers. Flip, you remember the song Confidence? It's actually a song of conquest. It's called Confidence by Sanctus Real. If anyone, if you want to pull it down, it's a great song. I actually heard it last night, in fact, on my... Oh, there you go. And I only put a few words from it, but Flip remembers. We started dancing, and then, of course, Flip dances on motorcycles and on everything now, but I think that was one of the first songs, Flip. And, you know, people, it doesn't matter what it is. I want to read the words that Sanctus Real also is a prayer intercessor. I'm going to tell you, prayer will heal, it will help, but let's get the words from this one. You took a shepherd boy and you made him a king, so I'm going to trust you and give you everything. I'll be a conqueror because you'll fight for me. I'll be a champion claiming your victory. Don't forget those words, people, because remember the story of King Joseph, Jehoshaphat. I'm going to give that again. He didn't have to fight. God fought for him. I'll be a champion claiming God's victory. Okay, give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David. Oh, Lord, be my defense. And I'll face these giants with confidence. I'm going to sing and shout and shake the wall. I won't stop until I see them fall. I'll stand and step out when you call. Jesus, Jesus, I'll face these giants with confidence. And you know, people, the thing I love is that, you know, all evil does, and we're living in so much evil versus good, is try to destroy us, our faith, try to destroy our faith, destroy whatever we have to take from us. But remember this, that first of of all, and there's another song I love too. God, nothing can overcome the joy we have in the Lord. Nothing. You know, the Lord will fight with us and sometimes for us. That's why I'm going to do the Jehoshaphat one again. Someone asked me to. I do love that story. It's a true story about he did not have to fight. God said, I'm going to fight for you in this battle. And he took all the Moabites, he took them all out because there were too many coming against him. Sometimes you're going to have, and this is what I want to say, sometimes you're going to have more than one giant. You're going to have so many at one time. Have anybody ever been there? I have. When you've got maybe a health of a family, your own health, people coming against you for whatever reason. Sometimes it's just jealousy or whatever. They don't like what you're saying. All of us have, if you've been anywhere in life, you've experienced that. But sometimes you get them all at once. And you know what? They just come against you and come. But they're only there to frighten you. You know what? Keep your faith because there is nothing that can overcome evil. God always overcomes evil, but you have to believe in it. You can't just say the words, and you have to. And I'll tell you, those of you sometimes you're older, sometimes young people, but those of you that are older, I'm going to say spiritually, and you've been through the battles, and you've won them. It kind of makes the next one. I'm going to say this a little better because you've seen what God can do. And I know you're hearing stories. I'm hearing them about people get healed. They were supposed to die. Stage 4 cancer. I know. I've been hearing about it all day yesterday, and it's beautiful. And yet they're healed. Because why? Prayer intercessors.
Alex Trebek.
Yes. Thank you.
Pancreatic cancer.
Yes. And that's the worst. By the way, 40 years. Yeah. That's right. I happen to know. That yes, but when you get a healing, you're going to know you're healed, and yes, whether it's prayer and accessory, whether it's your own faith, I don't know. That's not for me to judge. It could be a combination, but when you go through something like he, or like many of you, just remember this. God will, look at read, download this song, because you need to hear it. I know that it's the first one Flip and I, Flip is one of our great team members here. Now he dances everywhere, you know, with everybody.
Not quite yet.
Not yet. Well, he had surgery. Yes, he did have surgery. You're going to be dancing again. But anyway, like Daniel in the lion's den or you know, Moses in the wilderness, we need that kind of faith again. And we're going to have it, America. We're going to have it. We're Americans. We're strong. Thanks, Captain, so much. And remember, we're going to face those giants with confidence. We're going to knock them down. Thanks so much, and God bless all of you. Probably a blessing tomorrow night. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, and we'll be coming right back, and your telephone calls are welcome. 877-969-8600 if you want to opine. Again, 877-969-8600.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And you know, I've been doing a lot of getting out and about, and this week is going to be kind of a busy week for me, but it's going to get a little busier as we get closer to the SOCOM Wounded Warriors games that are coming here to Tampa from the 21st through the 30th in Tampa itself. But Thursday, if you want to join me down in Bradenton, I will be at the Groveside Cafe inside Mixon Fruit Farms at 2525 27th Street South there in Bradenton. So for my audiences down there, the other side of the Skyway Bridge, whether you're in Englewood or down there in Punta Gorda or Port Charlotte or over in Arcadia or wherever you're at, Sarasota, Ruskin, come on over to the Mixon Fruit Farms and their Groveside Cafe and enjoy a great lunch with us there, because they've got some really good food. The hidden gem of Bradenton, Mixon's Groveside Cafe. And let me tell you something, all their bread is homemade, so all the sandwiches are just that much better that they make. The lunchtime specials they've got, you're going to like them. So ladies, you want a salad? They got a salad. And they got a good one. So there you go. That's Mixon's Groveside Cafe, 2525 27th Street South, Bradenton. And I'll be there on Thursday from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. Now, the noose is tightening around the neck of some folks in Washington, D.C. Listen to Devin Nunes, who talks about the origins of this Russia probe, how it got started. Again, we've heard it before, but it's worth repeating. And listen to how he says the gig is up for the Dems and the noose is tightening. Here we go.
Day that there was another venue for this, and that was Congress.
Well, I'm not sure what he was suggesting, but you know, the Department of Justice doesn't use our powers of investigating crimes as an adjunct to Congress.
That is the Attorney General Bill Barr earlier today on CBS, saying he believes Bob Mueller could have made a call, or should, a call on whether or not there was a crime, and did not. California Congressman Devin Nunes, ranking member of the House Intel Committee. Sir, good morning to you, and thank you for your time from your home district there in California.
You
saw the headlines on Barr. What did you think of his second interview now in 2 weeks?
Well, I'm glad he's being out there and also stating fact, which is the Department of Justice is not supposed to be telegraphing whether or not somebody is possibly guilty or not, right? Either you are or you aren't. Either they're going to prosecute or they're not. And I think saying that the DOJ doesn't operate as some adjunct piece of governing body of the Congress is exactly right, Bill.
Okay, now Rush Limbaugh has a few opinions on this. Just roll this real fast, guys. This from yesterday.
This has always been a political effort to destroy Trump before the election and after, during the transition and after his inauguration. It has always been that. It has always been telegraphed. It's always been there for all of us to see.
If Limbaugh's right, what do House Democrats do then, sir?
Well, I think Rush Limbaugh is right, and I was thinking about this morning, looking at the times that the Steele dossier, so this is the dirt that the Democrats had paid for, they began receiving that information in June of 2016, long before the election, and really a long time before they briefed the president, the new President Trump, on this in January of 17. There were multiple installments of that. There are multiple ways that the FBI, in short order, this is the most powerful law enforcement on earth, agency on earth, how is it that they couldn't figure out whether or not Michael Cohen was in Prague? Carter Page, he had been willing to talk to the FBI. In fact, he sent James Comey a letter in October of 2016. So, you know, month after month after month goes by, the most powerful law enforcement agency on earth, something doesn't add up here, Bill. It just stinks. It really stinks, and I think the American people know it. And I think their gig's up, and the Democrats are in trouble because they perpetuated this hoax on the American people, the Clinton folks, and then the Democrats in Congress. Don't forget, and I'll finish with this, the Democrats opposed us every single time we had to go to try to, whether or not it was to figure out that it was Fusion GPS that wrote the Steele dossier and they were being paid by the Clinton campaign and the Democrats themselves, they opposed that.
Now, that's Devin Nunes. He's the ranking member of the House committee that's been investigating all of this. And at one time he was the chairman of that committee. Trey Gowdy was also on that committee, same one. And this is just astounding information that we're getting now. And again, it's just coming in day after day after day after day after day, all the time, all the time, all the time. So, consequently, we're finding out more and more and more because of the Freedom of Information Act. Now, a lot of people are saying that this information should be made readily available to the public. As a matter of fact, we were having a discussion yesterday about Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as to whether or not he was actually going to be get off scot-free because of all the hanky-panky and shenanigans that went on there. And it's possible he may wind up being charged with just merely not being a registered foreign agent and get a fine or slap on the wrist. But that doesn't bring back his life and everything that he's had to give up as a result because of the fact that the FBI and the DOJ and the special counsel, the special investigator, whatever you want to call him, Mueller, they were using some very unsavory tactics against him, trying to get him to roll over on somebody, thinking that there was something there to talk about with President Trump, and there wasn't. There wasn't. And Lieutenant General Flynn stuck to his guns. And by the way, I was with his former chief of staff yesterday when he was at CENTCOM, and we were having quite a conversation about all that sort of stuff. And I will point out to you today that in hour number four of the program, if you want to stick around, those of you that don't get hour number four, you can just go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, click on the listen live that's right there. But we're going to have Colonel Jim Warshak on, retired United States Air Force colonel, who was assigned to CENTCOM and was a part of a covert unit that was operating around the world. And he was a party to a lot of different things that went on. We're going to talk about some of this morning, as well as what's going on with the border. And we're going to talk and tell you a little bit more about what I was telling you about the DHS has now got people actually south of the border, wherever. And Diddy Simon is just letting me know. So there you go. But anyway, she's asking me about Deputy Scott Peterson and what's going on. All right, let me drift on over here real quick. And good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Todd in Tampa. How you doing, boss?
Make it quick, real quick.
Well, I'll do be quick. The bottom line is everybody knows. I went to 8 Trump rallies. Everybody knows this was a hoax.
Oh, wait a minute. Now it's 8?
Yeah, it was 8. It was always 8.
No, it was 7.
It was 7, and then Laura Trump.
All right, go on, go on. You got 30 seconds.
The bottom line is this. I've been with Trump from the beginning before he stepped on the escalator down in New York in Trump Tower. Okay? Everyone knows it was a hoax. It was an insurance plan by Strzok and Page and Comey and McCabe. And Barr, I could do your job in 5 minutes because I'd have everybody arrested over there. Okay? All those names that are at the DOJ and the FBI. Okay? It was always trying to, and let me tell the fake Republican something.
Okay, and we appreciate your call, Todd in Tampa. We've got a break coming up here, so I got to get to the break here right away. But when we come back from this break, we've got some interesting information for you, military information coming up for you veterans, as well as some things that we have been following. Now, unfortunately, we've had a death over there. You know, they're doing a reenactment in Normandy, the D-Day 75th anniversary, and we've had a death. A British soldier has died. He actually drowned. It's a shame, but these things happen when you're practicing for whatever's going to happen. Because remember, a lot of the guys that couldn't make it to the beach were dropped in water that was actually over their head, and they did, in fact, drown because of the packs they had on their backs and whatnot. That actually happened there on the beach. And unfortunately, yesterday, it happened to one of the British soldiers who was doing that very same thing. All right, we'll be coming right back with the bottom of the hour, the military news and information for you, as well as our veterans news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch talking to you from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Some lawmakers on Capitol Hill are speaking out regarding the possible tariffs on Mexico. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
President Trump is still threatening to impose a 5% tariffs on Mexico if they don't work harder to prevent illegal immigration at the U.S. southern border. Ohio Republican Senator Rob Portman expressed concern that tariffs are distracting from the trade war with China.
Our focus should be on not just USMCA and getting a good trade agreement done, but also on China. And this distracts us from dealing with a very serious trade issue we have with China. So my hope is that the president will reconsider those tariffs. I know there's a meeting tomorrow with the Mexican foreign minister. Of course, I think we should do more on the border, and I'd like to see Mexico do more to help.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our first military and veterans news here on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where if you want to jumpstart your career or your paycheck, check them out online, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And for more information, here is more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, listen up, guys and gals. A lot of you may be in a dead-end job. You may not be going anywhere with your career. You've got no chance for the future, a pay raise or promotion. You're spinning your wheels. You're scratching your head. You're going, I know there's a better way to do this. Well, I got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. And by the way, for those of you getting out of the military, got a great idea for you to take your skills that you've learned and go out there and make a lot of money. Because one of the most sought-after jobs right now, and people that are getting hired right away once they get the certification, is that is an aviation maintenance tech. Now, an aviation maintenance tech is more than just a jet engine maintenance person. There's a lot of different things they have to do in this age of modern communications and electronics. So I want you to go over to the National Aviation Academy website, naa.edu. Take a look at the fact they've got two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston, and one down here in Clearwater, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Because in 14 short months, and the time will fly by, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, you may start at $50,000, $60,000, but you'll very rapidly move up the ladder, $70,000, $80,000, $90,000, or more. More. And it's possible to make $100,000 or more right off the bat if you get an assignment overseas with a military contractor, if you get hired by one of them, or if you get hired perhaps by a foreign airline or a foreign government to work on airplanes. And all of that is possible. So check them out online at naa.edu. Again, the website is naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, many, and in most cases, before they even graduate and have the certification in their hand, they've already got a job, the students at naa.edu. They've already got a job to go to. So again, give them a call, 800-659-2080. Schedule the tour. Check them out online, naa.edu, and go see for yourself what they're all about. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. 800-659-2080 is the number. Well, some sad news to report coming from Normandy before they've even had a chance to do the the reenactment ceremonies. They did some jumps the other day. The 10th Special Forces unit that was over there, plus some other folks that volunteered to do it. Veterans all did some airborne jumps simulating the fact that paratroopers were dropped behind enemy lines. But a British soldier who was in Normandy to take part in commemorations of the 175th anniversary of D-Day and was going to take part in the reenactment of the invasion force coming in from the sea, from the English Channel, drowned unexpectedly with something that went wrong. And again, this happened to a lot of those soldiers. They got dropped in the water that was over their head with the packs they had on there, and they were not able to survive or get the packs off in time. They wound up drowning. A lot of soldiers had this happen to them, unfortunately. And certainly our thoughts and prayers go out to him and to his family, and he will be missed, and this is just another casualty add to the list of D-Day. Now, Military Times has interviewed more than a dozen military experts, including current and former U.S. military officials, about how a conflict might begin and how it could play out, and talking about a war with Iran. Now, while I don't think that's going to happen, I don't think Iran wants it. I don't think the U.S. doesn't want it. Certainly Israel, nobody wants that. We're more likely to go to war with China, really, believe it or not, than we are Iran at the present time. Just my thought. And what's the end game in an armed conflict with Iran anyway? The U.S.-Iranian relationship right now is, in fact, one of mutual distrust. Neither one trusts the other side. You've got John Kerry interjecting himself over there because he's friends with the Iranian foreign minister and the guy that was negotiating the Iranian deal that they made, the PAC. You've had Barack Obama inadvertently involved in all this and all that sort of stuff. And it's not helping. And, of course, we do know that borders on the violation of the Logan Act, but no one, has ever successfully been prosecuted for violation of the Logan Act ever since its inception. By the way, guys and gals and veterans too, you know that DD-214 that you've had put in a special place, or you've had it embossed in plastic, or maybe you got it in a picture frame or something like that? Well, the days of having to keep a tidy copy of your discharge paperwork to prove you were in the service could be coming to an end. sooner rather than later, because the DOD's announced they're going digital. They're going digital, which means at any time, and you need a copy of your DD-214, you could actually go online, probably pay a fee, I'm going to guess, and be able to print it out. So there you go. So that may be an advantage, it may be a disadvantage. The jury's out on it. We'll have to wait and see. And by the way, amid heightened concern about Beijing's growing clout in military muscle flexing, the appearance of a Chinese-flagged task group and around 700 sailors came as a surprise in the harbor of Sydney, Australia, as their ships were coming in to dock and get a little R&R in Sydney. Wouldn't that be something when you're when you're a country that's been having a problem with China, and here comes one of their warships with 700 sailors on board, docking right there at your seaport? Yep, well, it happened. And, oh, by the way, the lead naval prosecutor in the war crimes case against decorated Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher, who was removed by the judge for spying on defense teams and a Navy Times journalist, that case there could be one step closer to being tossed out of court. And a lot of people will be happy about that, including my friend Karen Vaughn, whose son Aaron was killed in Extortion 17. That was a helicopter that went down with 37 SEALs and special operators on board in Afghanistan. That was an inside job set up for a rear shot right up the funnel with the door wide open with an RPG that took the helicopter down and killed everybody on board. Now, the U.S. aircraft carrier, Abraham Lincoln, that's deployed in Iran, is remaining outside the Gulf. They're in the Arabian Sea right now, and they're remaining just outside the Persian Gulf amid efforts to try to de-escalate the tensions between Tehran and Washington. How long that will go on, I don't know. I believe, though, the USS Kearsarge is in the Persian Gulf right now. That is the amphibious ship with some Marine Expeditionary Troops on board it. Plus, they have their own contingent of aircraft, different type of aircraft, obviously, than what's on the carrier. And the U.S. has suspended several large training exercises on the Korean Peninsula amid ongoing denuclearization talks with North Korea. Now, they're still training, but they're just not training on the peninsula. They're out there in the water pretty much doing what they're doing. So there you go. And by the way, did you know that we're still in Kosovo 20 years later on a peacekeeping mission? NATO's longest running mission in history, Kosovo. Longer than Afghanistan. Think about that for a minute. All right, coming back with our second Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with the Captain himself, Matt Bruce.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. Ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect if some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white line.
Alrighty, that's a Highway Junkie song leading off the Truckers Highway and Bible Report for this hour on the Captain's America Third Watch. And don't forget our Truckers Highway and Bible Report brought to you by your home away from home, your pilot in Flying J Truck Stop. Make sure you stop by and say howdy, howdy to him and tell him you heard me talking about him on the Captain's America Third Watch. Just might get you a free cup of coffee. How about that one? Well, we definitely have got tropical moisture from an area which is not expected to develop off the coast of South Texas. It is currently drifting to the north and the east up along the shoreline. And it's going to spread heavy rain across areas already saturated and flooding. Now, this is not good for Galveston, for Houston, for Beaumont, for Alexandria, and just about all the way to New Orleans right now. So for those of you in our affiliate in the New Orleans market, you might want to, if you're in low-lying areas, you might want to think about getting ready if you haven't already done so. I don't know what you can do other than just sandbag the heck out of your place, but you've got a lot of rain coming your way, and I'm talking about inches. Now, flash flooding from the excessive rainfall in the areas I just mentioned is possible, especially along portions of the Gulf Coast right till the end of the week. Now, there will be isolated severe thunderstorms with damaging straight-line winds and large hail possible. We're not hearing as much about tornadoes this week as we have heard, but you can never rule that out. And it'll be possible to get all of this up into the capital region by the middle of next week. And we're talking about Washington, D.C., because this rain may be continuing to go along. Now, Catwoman and Road Dog are on I-30 right now, headed down to Laredo, and they're getting rain right now in Texarkana. So the rain is up as far as Texarkana. We appreciate you guys letting us know about that. And thank you very much, and you guys have a safe trip going on down to Laredo. You're going to have more rain, unfortunately. Now, this is a tropical depression that's been churning for about a week in the southwestern corner of the Gulf of Mexico, and it's now starting to just drift a little bit. It may or may not come further east in the Gulf. We don't know for sure because it doesn't really have a sense of direction to it yet, or it may just continue to follow maybe the Mississippi River Basin and go north. We don't know. But in the meantime, you need to be prepared because of all the flooding you're going to have. So that means that I-10 tonight, going across, once you get into Louisiana and you get over towards New Orleans, you are going to be running in rain, I-10 and I-8, all the way across to just about San Antonio. So keep that in mind. Now, if that rain moves a little bit to the east and to the north, you won't need to be worrying about San Antonio anymore because it'll be off to the east. And to our affiliate in San Antonio, obviously the people listening to us in Houston, our affiliate there and our affiliate over in New Orleans, you're all going to be in that area for a while. So just make the preparations that you need to make. All right, let's continue across I-10. Fort Stockton out there, Texas Way, you're going to have some rain that's there right now. There's also some flood watches and warnings in that area, in the lower lining areas. Then going out west, you should be good going all the way to California. Keep in mind, once you get into the desert in California, you've got high heat advisories out there. Very hot in the desert, especially around Barstow. And I-40, you're looking pretty good there all the way across. I-70, looking good tonight. You got a few areas of flooding when you come across Missouri and Kansas, looking better tonight. You've got some flood watches and warnings in the mountains of Colorado right along the Arizona, New Mexico line there when you come up 25 right in that area of southern New Mexico. I-80, looking good tonight coming across there. There may be an area right now in the northwestern part of Illinois where there is a severe thunderstorm watch and or warning for what looks like a line of thunderstorms moving right along the Wisconsin-Illinois border in an easterly direction towards Chicago. So keep in mind, you've got some weather there. You'll see the thunder and lightning, I'm sure, as you approach it. Also, one other little thing here. You've got some flood warnings and watches across Wyoming. The rivers are all up there. Streams are way up there. Montana as well. And you've got a frost advisory tonight in the fruit section of Medford, Oregon, Central Oregon tonight in that area, as well as from Donner all the way down to Auburn on I-80 California. So be advised of that. Now, again, don't forget, check out your local Pilot or Flying J and see what they have to offer, because it's not your average truck stop anymore. They've souped things up quite a bit. All right, to the telephone lines we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. The big news tonight, and when we heard it yesterday, we knew it was going to be huge, is the what happened there in Broward County. Now, is Broward County Sheriff Gregory Toney announced the firing of former Marjorie Stoneham Douglas School Resource Officer Scott Peterson and a Broward Sheriff's Sergeant Brian Miller for neglect of duties. And I did not know until yesterday that Peterson was still on the Sheriff's Department as a reserve deputy. Did you?
Well, I think he had resigned, but they kept him in a contingent status.
Yeah, reserve deputy, they call it. It's like Roger P. Showman here at the station's one of those. But anyway, neglected duties is what they were charged with to begin with because of the Parkland High School tragedy. But then these charges against Peterson, I'm going to read them. He was charged with 7 counts of child neglect, 3 counts of culpable negligence, and 1 count of perjury in connection with the February 14, 2018 mass murder of 14 students and 3 adults at the Parkland School by the alleged shooter, because he hasn't been convicted yet.
Yeah, I've read the charge sheet. It's 41 pages. It reads like a horror movie, to be honest with you. What's particularly interesting, I'm scrolling back in the charge sheet here, because this cat, neglect of a child, really equates to cowardice.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is, I think it's going to be somewhat of an unprecedented case.
Did you see the picture that's coming out in the New York Times today of him? It was kind of muffled a little bit. It was not very in focus, but it was him going towards the corner of the building where he stayed outside with an employee, or might have been a teacher.
Yeah, we've seen that several times.
Yeah, and he didn't have his weapon drawn, number one, and he was talking on his radio, number two.
Right. But here's a fascinating thing. I've talked to a couple other law enforcement, and as a result of Columbine, law enforcement across the country in active shooter situations have trained to Columbine.
Yep.
Countless times since Columbine.
Yep. Live fire training exercises. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this cat, Peterson, on top of everything else, he himself was a trainer.
Yeah, hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to get into this, because I happen to know that the Broward County Sheriff's Office, under the leadership of their former sheriff, did not have any live training exercises at any of their schools for the 3 years leading up to this incident. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.